Okay, so Congressman Jack Bergman joins us. We heard his floor speech earlier today. He made it obviously clear throughout this process he wasn't in accord with it. Congressman, your thoughts tonight. How do you feel about having gone through this entire process?
Well, you know, I tell you, Jack, it's we are a great country because the founders created through the Constitution the process for impeachment. Okay, that's the good news. But the bad news that I feel bad for all the Americans today is that impeachment process was used to basically disenfranchise, delegitimize, whatever you want to call it, a duly elected president. That's what the founders warned us about, is that a process that they created in the Constitution can be used for bad if you let it. And because the Democrats are in the majority in the House as the Republican Party in the minority right now, we didn't have a say. And what you saw, what the whole world saw tonight was this is no pun intended, but you got to go with the words when you got them. It was trumped up. Okay. It was not fact. But most importantly, what Steny Hoyer said tonight in his closing, when he said the president needed to come here and prove himself innocent. You know, that's not how it works. You're by law innocent until proven guilty. You where you live, if somebody comes and accuses you of something, how would you feel if you had to go prove your innocence? We are a country of rule of law. So I know the American people who were watching, even with a hint of an open mind tonight, saw what a sham this whole thing was, because this has been planned since the day after the November 2016 election.
What do you see happening? Everyone, of course, knows the party makeup in the Senate. Does this just get brushed away quick by the, you know, I've heard the suggestion that the Senate could just dismiss this, say we're not even going to bring this up. What do you think happens?
I believe that the Senate will honor, because again, we are a country that's a rule of law, and if there are articles of impeachment that have been passed in the House, I believe the Senate will honor that with what the Senate is supposed to do, because the Senate now doesn't, you know, they are kind of a jury here, okay? They're a jury. They're not the prosecutor. They're not the defender. They're the jury. So depending on how Mitch McConnell brings it up, I believe they'll hear the case, if you will. I know we'll just see what happens, but we'll wait. Tomorrow we will be taking our last votes for the decade, as in, because when we come back, it'll be January of 2020. So it's the end of the 2010s, but we'll probably won't know much until we come back on or about the 6th or 7th of January.
So the thing on the way out then is, what would you like to leave with your constituents, all of whom are listening tonight, about what has just transpired, not only in the 8 hours plus today, but this whole process? Many people may not understand what just happened, because, you know, the last time this happened, you know, many of your constituents were very young.
Yeah, well, number one, some people think because of the votes tonight that the president's done. They say, oh, now he's impeached, he's gone. No, he's not gone. That's not how we do business here. This, what I will say is, have faith in the Constitution. Never lose faith in the Constitution. Just be very wary of those who are trying to utilize the Constitution for less than honorable purposes, and that's what we saw tonight. This was again not a great day for our country when it came to the republic and how we do our rule of law and how we utilize the rules that we already have. So the Democrat Party, quite honestly, in my mother's words, should be ashamed of themselves for why they did what they did. Why they did what they did. Just to delegitimize a duly elected president, especially within 10 months of the next election. So that's what I'd like to leave the American people with. Number one, the country's in really good hands under the leadership of the president. And number two, you've got a lot of good people who are doing the right thing for the right reasons. And number three, I'm honored and proud to represent the people of the 1st District of Michigan. And Merry Christmas to all of you, and hope you have lots of snow, and so we can enjoy the beautiful outdoors in the winter here.